Hey, it's Kathy. Before we get into today's episode, I have something so cool to tell you about. I'm kicking off a free training. It's a free 5-day abundance activation challenge. It starts on May 6th, and I'll be going live every day with you to give you the practical tools that you need to become a master manifester and create more abundance in your life. If you're curious about manifesting and elevating your vibration to start attracting more abundance, if you want tools you can use to tap into the high vibe energy at the drop of a hat, or you're simply seeking truth and joy in life, this challenge is designed for you. I'll be covering the practices and tools to tune your vibration, claim your worth, and co-create with the universe. It's just going to be so much fun. This is the thing that I have been most excited to put together, and I have been working on this behind the scenes really for the last 2 years, and it's finally here. And if you wanted to just do a deep dive into all the spiritual and all the energetic tools that really you can use that are right here, that are within you, that will allow all these incredible gifts that are hidden in plain sight already to start being a part of your life. I'm so excited for this. We always have so much fun, but this is actually something I've been working on for over 2 years, and it's finally here. So save your spot now. You can sign up for free at kathyheller.com/5-day, and that's the number 5.
Feeling comes first, and it comes from you. And then when that happens and you decide how you want to feel, you're guiding life feelings and you're like, oh, okay, I'm a woman who spends her hours ease, radiant, loving. And you cultivate that within yourself with no external variable. Not only does your frequency shoot straight up, but now you care less about what manifests into your reality. And then that's the whole like, oh, irony kicker. Then it arrives because you finally don't care.
Hey guys, it's Kathy Heller. Welcome back to the Kathy Heller podcast. I hope you had a beautiful weekend. It was really beautiful weather in California. I've just been really enjoying being with the kids. My daughter just applied and got into middle school. And I know that everybody says it goes so fast, but I really was feeling that over the weekend and just asking myself, like, what is the current person, the current identity that I want to step into? Like, what do I most value? You know, when I moved to Los Angeles at 24, I had one set of dreams. And it's really fascinating that now that I'm 44, I'm just asking myself, like, what are those dreams? And what choices do I need to make sure that I'm in alignment with those dreams? And for so long, I just kept feeling like there was this beauty to expansion and to growth. And in this season, think what really comes up when I think about what feels so good to choose is cozy moments and slowing down and really just like finding moments with the people that I love in peace. And I've been following all these accounts on Instagram of these people who like they live in this little cottage, like, you know, somewhere in the countryside, and they're reading a book and they're sipping a glass of tea. And it's just so interesting what starts to feel like abundance. And so I'll continue to take you guys on that journey with me. Today, I'm really excited because one of my dearest friends, Tracy Litt, is back on the podcast. And this conversation, I think, is just going to knock your socks off. Tracy is the founder of The Litt Factor and the School of Becoming. She's a best-selling author, podcast host, science and spirituality teacher, and emotional healer. I'd also like to add that she is a magician because she has this amazing way of helping you to really harness and capture the magic that is inherently in you and to bend the 3D reality so you can create and manifest with ease. What you're going to hear is a piece of a conversation that we had when she was a guest in the Quilt Collective, which is the membership that I run. But she has so much more to share with you. If you want to keep learning from Tracy, I highly recommend that you join her free virtual event, which starts tomorrow. It's called Becoming the Conduit, and it's all about how to heal the way you lead so you can feel good and do good. You can register for free at becomingtheconduit.com and type in Kathy, where it says, how did you hear about Conduit? And as an extra present, Tracy is letting our audience get an upgrade option for free. So once you reach the checkout page, use the code gratitude, and it'll upgrade you for free. But let her know where you heard about it so that you get those extra goodies, and just type in the word Kathy Heller where it says, how did you hear about Conduit? Tracy is not just an amazing mentor, but she's also one of the most generous, loving people I've ever met. She brings such a potent force with her wherever she goes, and I think you're really going to get fired up from this. Before we dive into the conversation, you're going to hear a short coaching clip with me where someone asked the question, how can I tune in and turn my receiver on so I can change the station? And I think this is a nice way to lead into the later discussion between Tracy and I. So let's get into all of this. Take a listen.
Can you talk a little more about how to tune in or change the station so that your receiver is on and tuned to the right station? I'm still struggling with this concept. Yeah. So first of all, I think that is the question. I think that's always the question. I think that's the best question to ask. Before I answer that question, what do you guys think is the answer to that? I'm just curious what you would say because we've been working on this. This is like the project. Why would you answer that? Stillness, raise your vibration, lower your stress. Connection to self, breathe, be still, listen, your thoughts, connection to pleasure, 90-second meditation to connect, self-care. Yeah, so all those things work. So we talked about this before, but it's so worth repeating because this is the thing that we need to constantly be repeating to ourselves and to understand, which is that it starts out with your thoughts are created by feelings. It's a feeling that's usually a mixture of feelings that are unconscious that are creating the thoughts. And it's really helpful to check in and notice, how's your nervous system doing? You should be checking in throughout the day. How is your nervous system? Are you at peace? Are you agitated? Because you'll get an answer pretty quickly. You'll be like, yeah, there's something there. That's making me feel a little tense right now. And you don't need to know in that moment why that is, but you can check in. When you feel physically how you feel, is your nervous system activated? Or is there just this like kind of marshmallowy, fluffy, light, peaceful feeling going through you? So that's where I would kind of like to start. And then from that place, I get sort of a thermometer check. Like, oh, that's going to let me know where my vibration is. Like, how's my nervous system doing? Okay. There's something on the stick, you know, and you're going to check the cookies and you're like, is the fork clean or is it not? You'll get the feeling like, oh, it's not clean. Okay. That means there's something going on, right? So then I'm going to want to attend to it. This is stuff that we should have been taught in kindergarten. And now they're starting to teach it. This is what mindfulness is all about doing in classrooms. It's self-regulation. Check in with your nervous system. So we build all kinds of strategies to cope with an dysregulated, nervous system growing up. That's where all the problems start, because that's when we start disassociating and we start building a whole persona and a personality. And the body don't lie, though. So the body underneath that personality is going to create all kinds of feelings, which create all these kinds of thoughts that create all these kinds of worries and all this kind of limitation, because vessel is just mucked up. So what they're starting to teach kids through mindfulness is to have the executive function. What's the executive function help you do? Stop and notice. Executive function helps you stop in the moment and do a drone view of like, what's going on? Like checking in. What's here? What can I actually stop and be a witness to? That's my executive function. That's huge. That's so important. That's being mindful, being able to pay attention without judgment, that witness consciousness. So you stop and you look at, how do I feel? How's my nervous system? And then you start by calming down the nervous system. How can you do that? Well, some people do tapping, havening, which is this thing where you're kind of like going like this, cross your arms. Sometimes you might want to journal. You might want to cry. You might want to go take a walk. You might want to do whatever you can to just show up for. You might even want to inquire, what is the feeling I'm feeling? This is what they teach kids. I might be feeling scared or fear. And my friend Amber Ray has a nice little one where she says, dialogue with that feeling. Dear Kathy, I'm your fear and I want you to know. Dear Kathy, I'm your grief and I want you to know. There's all these different ways in which we can kind of come next to ourselves and soothe, self-soothe, calm down that nervous system. And as my mindfulness teacher used to say, feelings are like visitors.
but they'll knock louder and louder and louder and louder and louder until you finally open the door. And what they just need, what we find in the research is as soon as you name it, oh, that feeling is sadness. That's all. Oh, that feeling is anger. Ooh, okay. You don't even have to go into a whole story. You can just name it. But the first thing is like, notice your nervous system. Can you self-soothe? Can you notice and be a witness? And sometimes you just need to let yourself cry for 90 seconds or 4 minutes and just let that energy move. And then now you've got your own attention back. Now you could select, how do you feel? How do you want to feel for the day? And you can kind of go beyond the body to where you really are, which is part of you that's connected to the consciousness that's way beyond this physical form. And all potentials exist there. And you can select, because there's that part of you now that is like totally tapped in, turned on, and has so much well-being and creativity and joy and love, and just remembers love all the time, just keeps going back to love. And from there, you can now select a new thought and feel how you want that to feel. But we work with sort of like healing. It's like we're repairing what we're holding on to while we're sort of moving back into alignment. And it's a little bit of that dance. So it's beautiful. It's beautiful work. And the more that you find who you really are, which is the truth of you, this I am, which is so whole, so calm, so truly like it's blissed out. I mean, it's like cosmic, it's mystical, right? Then you have the courage to kind of sit beside what's ever stuck in your body, and you can start to let it go and be there for it and just start to witness it, which allows you to free up some energy because it's stuck in the body. And that's where it's sort of a braiding together of the self-soothing and the compassion for what's stuck in the past, and then moving out of that into what's available from who you really are that was always there, that's there to keep you connected to a much more expansive way to see and experience your life. And we'll keep talking about that, but I think it's such a valuable conversation. And that's why I say all those things that you guys put in there are helpful, you know, taking a bath, dancing, like all that love of yourself. And that starts to tune your vibration to a higher and higher frequency. So when you are available to just sit beside the river, you know, go to Walden Pond, he felt a lot of pain at Walden Pond. He was willing to arrive at his own door. And that's where he starts to, it's like after it rains in LA and there's no more smog for 3 days, you can see from one side of the city to the rest. It's so beautiful. And so it's a beautiful both healing and letting the past melt away, like freeing, pulling the old mind out of the body, pulling those old beliefs and patterns out of our cellular body, becoming aware of them and going, oh my God, this has been ruling me still. Feel that and let that go. And then reaching for having more bandwidth to play with the higher frequencies of who you really are. That's the dance. So let's see if over the next hour we can unpack a little bit of the technology, so to speak, that we can find our way to get out of suffering, and more than that, to enjoy this existence, because it's so delicious, which is your word. So let's talk about this whole thing called being who we're really meant to be. And what do you want people to know first and foremost about what distortion takes place? What does that even mean? How can we know when we're adrift? What does that look like? And then what are some of the rules of engagement back to home base where we become our most creative, powerful, manifestor self?
Thank you. Thank you. I need to start by saying thank you and the gratitude I have for being here and seeing your face and seeing the faces I can see and pouring into all of you. There are no accidents. We are all here in this exact moment in time because there is going to be something really, really potent that you need to hear. And it is truly, it's an honor for me. It's a privilege to come in and be here. The first thing and the most important thing is that everything that you have believed about yourself in the limitation, in the not enoughness, in the striving, in the struggle, in the hustle, that's the lie. That's the lie. And the truth is that you are whole and you are worthy because it's your birthright. And when you can allow yourself to jump on this train, you will be astonished at the energy you get back, the clarity that comes upon you, the instant regulation that arrives in your body, which directly then leads to that expansion, the innovation, the creativity, your ability to operate in a higher level of consciousness. You are whole. You are whole because you were born and you woke up this morning. Mazel tov, you're there. There's nothing else to do. We don't earn our way there. That's the lie of the third dimension. That's the lie of lack, fear, and separation. That's how our current society continues to function, by getting us to spin and think one more carrot, one more result, one more achievement, right? It's like the duck that's chilling on the top of the water that looks all peaceful, and underneath it's like, with a little beep. There's a whole different way to live. And it requires you to be willing to accept the truth that you're whole and stop playing the I'm not enough game every chance you get. So I'll pause there.
Well, that's already such a mic drop, because it is true. We are the only one we need to convince. And it's almost shocking when you really come up against that and you realize, oh, I have been playing that game. Like, I have been completely and totally outsourcing my power and my enoughness. And the mind is such a interesting place to navigate, that when you hang out at a certain level of mind, it's very convincing, not only about your identity, but it is very convincing about what's true about the world. And it makes us appear to be something we're not, which is very small and very limited. And it makes the world appear similarly. So how do we move out of that state of mind into our real conscious mind, so that we can have the life that the part of us that's most honest knows we were meant to live?
Yeah. So the first piece is, we're going to stop abdicating our power, like right now, because you cannot be in full reclamation of your power when you're giving it away. And the way to get there through the level of mind is by actually realizing that this mind, this thing in between your ears, is a tool and a mechanism to only be used intentionally. This is really big, so I'll pace, so just be with me. One of the biggest opportunities you have right in this moment is to recognize that you are not your mind. But like, get that. You are not your mind. You are the beautiful being that possesses a mind, this wonderful, magical, plastic, malleable tool. And when you allow yourself to go, okay, wait a second, so I am not my mind, I am the being with a mind, then it elevates you to realize, well, then I can use it intentionally. Because what's currently happening is your mind is feeding you thoughts, and those thoughts are only always coming from one of three places: fear, ego, or past experience. So is there a world where we're ever going to do the magical things we're here to do, use our voices, be fully expressed, step out into our bigness, move from anxiety to ease, whatever these beautiful things are, if we are letting our mind lead, listening to those thoughts, and then those thoughts go past our brainstem into our body, and now we become that level of mind and we become that thinking, which is what feeling really is. So to really, really elevate your consciousness from the third dimension to the fourth to the fifth, so that you are operating as a highly conscious being, you must not believe any thoughts your mind automatically offers you, ever.
It's so major, everything you just said. And I want to give a little bit of background so that there's even more understanding. Maybe you want to share a little bit of what it looked like for Tracy when you were caught up in your limited mind, and how you first found your way to being so much more fulfilled. And why did you even start with hypnotherapy? I don't even think I know why you first found that.
So when I was a single mom with Taylor, who's now 20, she was 8 months old, I had my first dark night of the soul. where the message was very clear. You keep squeezing round holes into square pegs. And I was trying so hard to make everything work because I felt so deeply unworthy. My worth wound was so intense. And here's what's interesting. It's not because I even had big T trauma that drove to that. I was raised in a beautiful middle-class Jewish family in New Jersey, loving parents, like the whole thing. And I say this because a lot of women come to me and go, but like, I feel like nothing crazy huge happened to me. Like, why am I still struggling? And I want to say that because you guys, we're all walking trauma responses until we deal with our stuff. It is completely appropriate for all of us to live with some iteration of not feeling enough or having these wounds that we get to heal. There is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. Do not need to be fixed. What you're here is being called to a journey of your purpose, which is healing, growing, and expanding. So for me, it was recognizing, oh my God, I have worth issues. Like, we're unconscious of everything until the unconscious becomes conscious. And then when the unconscious becomes conscious, now you have awareness. And when you have awareness, you have the ability to choose. So that started the journey because the message was clear to stop squeezing round holes into round pegs. And ultimately, my daughter saved my life. Because at that stage, it was, you're going to get off this garage floor that I was fetal position, hysterically crying on, going like, whose life is this? How did you even get here? And it was the first time that I had any sense of like my higher self talking to me. And it wasn't actual words. It was like a sense. And it was, you're going to get up and create a completely different life for that little girl there, period. And I did. And at first, it was pure masculine grit because there was no space for me to feel emotion. So I did a phenomenal job of just like, shut that shit down, put all the steel around it, head down, go. And I hustled. I would drop Taylor at my friend's house at 6:30 in the morning. I drove an hour and 15 minutes to the only job I could get, 10 hours driving home like that. It was unpleasant, to say the least. And through that journey, started realizing my own capacity, started seeing myself a little bit differently. Then all of a sudden, I'm raising in the ranks and I've got this great job. And now I buy us this apartment and things are starting to thrive. And it was at that point that I discovered human growth and development. So I was doing these things kind of intuitively and just because I had no other choice. It wasn't about me. God only knows what would have happened if it was just me at that time. But her being there, I was just with her for her 20th birthday. The other night, we slept in bed together, Catholic, slept 20 years old in her cute studio apartment. I was like, she's saving me. Shit. And I was quiet enough to listen to what I needed to do. And that's important for all of us because it's in the silence, it's in the slowing down that the most clarity appears. We can't sit and lament and think, we'll figure it out. That's not a thing. It's how do we slow down enough and go, strap it here so I can hold it. And my hope for all of you as we're hanging out here is like, when you have those moments, don't discount them. Don't not believe them. Don't let that like come and just bypass it. It's coming to you for a reason. And it's your, truly your divine responsibility to exercise it. And then I ended up in human growth and development.
It's so unbelievable. I'm crying. I think a lot of people here feel so moved because, I mean, it's like watching the movie Frozen, except it's real and it's not about sisters. It's about a mom and a daughter. And it's like so powerful too. We can feel it as if it's happening in the moment because you are so aware of your growth. You're so aware of your gratitude and you're so aware of how far you've come that it still brings you to tears because you can feel it all so viscerally. You're not numb to it. And speaking of that, you said something which is so big, which is, I wasn't available to feel. And so I did what you called, which is more like the masculine approach of like, get gritty, go hustle. And then you came back around to saying something that kind of matched the feeling piece, which is when you just let yourself feel. And a therapist said to me recently that we think we have these thoughts and these thoughts are the problem, but the thoughts are created by feelings and the feelings are there because you're just not willing to experience what's trying to get your attention. And so this unconscious feeling that you've been carrying for 12 years, for 20 years, for 3 months, whatever this unconscious feeling is, it leads to a lot of bad ideas because it really just needs to be seen and witnessed.
Yeah.
Talk about, because so much of your work, why is feeling what's there to be felt a doorway to more expansion?
The opening to who I am sitting here as, right? Because I am now, you could say 16 different evolutions of the identity I was then, is because I then hit that point where I realized I had been so good at forward. And we all do this until we don't. And I'm hoping this is one of those moments where you're like, okay, I'm going to start becoming a woman who feels my feelings, because what I was recognizing was the amount of emotional congestion I was sitting on was creating constant dysregulation, was blocking me from everything, was interfering with my ability to actually have an authentic frequency, and was causing me to actually feel bad. Unprocessed emotion is the most detrimental thing in your experience, period. When we start to realize that the truth about emotion is that it's energy in motion, this is a highly conscious definition and understanding of emotion. We've been led to believe that emotion is good or bad, high or low, and that judgment of emotion is part and parcel to what keeps us just, not today, I'll feel it later. Let me look up in the light and make sure the tears don't come out, right? We add to that having mothers and grandmothers that weren't ever liberated to express themselves and feel their feelings. So you never saw them emote, or you would see them excuse themselves from the table and go to the closet or find them crying in the bathroom. All of these things add up to really recognizing, oh my goodness, no one ever taught us that it was safe to be expressed. And at the core, what is this all about? Fullest expression of who you are. And you cannot be the fullest expression of who you are if you are suppressed, repressed, oppressed, and depressed on an emotional level. So what happens is I was sitting with, and many of you may be sitting with, this true emotional congestion, because the emotions that you haven't processed don't just like miraculously seep out of your feet while you're sleeping, okay? It gets stuck and it stays inside of your system. And the thing about it, it's like, what makes it such a requirement? Because nothing else is available to you if we don't start to become a woman who expresses, which means feel it till it's done being felt without judgment. That's how we get to authentic frequency. You can high vibe all day. You can post graphics. You can drink kale juice and meditate. You can. But if you are suppressed emotionally and congested, your nervous system and your body is not clean and clear to have that frequency, to sense the intuition, to get the knowings. Feeling your feelings is one of the biggest gifts, and it's something I love to do. And to your point, it's why I love getting primal. You know, you guys, we were sexy cave women back in the day too, just like we are now sexy in 2024. So why are we not ranting, raving, screaming, pounding, crying, laughing? That's what it's about. And you put like this gorgeous community, this is women gathering. We've been gathering for hundreds and hundreds of years. So why not gather and let some shit out? You'll feel better.
It's just also true. And it's so fun to be with you and listen to you say all these things that are true, because as you stack one truth upon the next, it's just, you're right. If you want to be the most expressed, fulfilled, authentic version of you, then probably does mean coming home to yourself and being willing to arrive at your own door and know what you know and allowing yourself to feel it. And you are so great at it. So you wound up going deep into the world of hypnosis. You learned it. You became one, a hypnotherapist. We're going to keep chunking this out. What did you learn at that point that you can teach us that we can do to get out of the theater that's broadcasting a movie that we just don't like it anymore? We've seen it now over and over. It's not even our favorite one. We just keep watching it.
That's right. That's right. The first thing is that your mind and body are actively working against you 24/7, 365. Not because they're trying to not love you, but in actual fact, because they do love you. And the singular job of your mind and body at the level of your biological wiring is keep her alive. Make sure she wakes up and she breathes. So when you wake up in the morning and you take a breath, your system's like, she's winning. And you're like, no, I'm not. I haven't even done all the things I want to do. But because anything unknown or unfamiliar is a threat to your mind and body, to your nervous system, it's imperative that you learn how to bring the safety to your system. Because everything that you are capable of, everything that you deserve, everything that you desire is different than who you are right now, how you spend the hours of your day feeling right now, what you're creating and experiencing right now. So it means that our dreams, visions, next level lives in the unknown. Well, that's a real conundrum for our nervous system, because as soon as we start to think about or step out into the unknown, it goes, no, stop. It's literally like there's this fear border patrol. And as soon as you go, oh, I'm going to pitch myself for that TED talk, or I'm going to have that uncomfortable conversation with my spouse and get my needs met, your fear response is literally like, she's moving outside the line. You got to get her back. I don't know. Do we have evidence that she's had this kind of conversation and lived to tell the tale? I don't think so. Tell her something. I don't know. He's not going to respond well. This isn't going to go well. She's going to be rejected. Oh, look, she's sitting back down. Ch-ch-ch. Mind and body wins. Dreams lose, right? So it's really, really, and this is why I love teaching this, because when we understand how to leverage this, how to run this magnificent machine, you can generate whatever you want. So that's the first thing, knowing we're not waiting to feel like it. We're not waiting for our mind to miraculously become our biggest cheerleader and feed us the thoughts we need. Oh, it's our responsibility as the being that runs this show to direct it instead of expect it.
I feel like I have the best ticket at Carnegie Hall and I'm seeing my favorite person. Everything you just said is so well articulated. You do what 1,000 people have come before you have tried to do and have almost done. And then you have this way of taking all of it, synthesizing it, and then making it so potent, powerful, and accessible. And it's just incredible. What a skill. So when you're in that moment and your mind and body are like, we got this, we're going to protect you and hold you from everything that actually is your destiny.
Yeah.
What the hell can you do about it?
Okay. First of all, thank you for the love you just poured into me. I'm like sitting here just receiving it, letting it in. Mm. So the first thing is really notice. I cannot underemphasize the essentialism of your ability to cultivate the non-judgmental observer version of you. The version of you that loves you so much that's willing to be like, notice that you've been stewing in your shit for 3 hours and haven't done anything about it. Like, notice you rolled your eyes. Notice you didn't do the thing you said you were going to do. So that notice moment is like our first indication that we need to shift something, right? And we cannot go from noticing to making a new choice. So let me just not let you waste any time. It's impossible, because when you notice something, it means you're already in a state of arousal. You might not currently be aware of your emotional addictions, but you have them. And when you notice something and your system is aroused by the feelings that you're used to being raised in, the pressure, the overwhelm, the insecurity, what have you, your cells perceive like, well, this is how we live. So it's extra important that you have a deep connection to the woman that you're becoming, because she's the one that's going to lead. So notice non-judgmental self-observation. Why does it have to be non-judgmental? Because if you're in judgment, you're in the third dimension of consciousness. And that's like trying to grow while you're standing in quicksand. It's never going to happen. So we do it non-judgmentally so we can find the data. Oh, isn't that interesting? Whoa, that's so curious. Okay, fine. Now you've noticed you're in this like jacked up emotional state and you really, really want to feel better. Step two is safe. We must go from dysregulation into regulation. What does that look like? Hosts of things. Grounding in the grass, shaking your body out, like screaming, deep breathing patterns, taking a bath, punching something. I have a slam ball in my garage, $20 on Amazon, 15 pounds is a great poundage. And you just take that ball and you just, and you get whatever is in your system out and you move yourself into a regulated state. Here's what's cool about that. When you become regulated, your prefrontal cortex comes back online, which is your ability to consciously choose. That's why it doesn't work to go, I'm going to notice and then I'm going to make a new choice. that doesn't work because you don't have the ability to consciously choose when you're jacked up. And then here's the thing about it. Then your shitty committee in your head attaches onto that and makes you more wrong. Well, I can't believe you couldn't get out of that. Oh my God, you're sucked. You should have been further along by now. None of that is allowed. None of it's allowed. We're not going there because you're whole and worthy and delicious and pure love, pure consciousness, pure oneness.
Okay,
great. We notice, we then interrupt. And then once we interrupt to make it safe, you ask this key question. Well, what would she do? Who is she? She's the woman you're becoming. If you let your current identity leave, you will spin out in the exact or very similar semblance of reality that you've experienced. So that connection to the woman you're becoming, the woman you're becoming is critical, because then once you've noticed and now you're relaxed and you're safe in your body and you say, what would she do? You instantly know, because she's going to give you this beautiful, highly conscious, loving answer, because she's the version of you that's already marinating and living and waking up every day in your desires and your dreams. She's already living in that potential. And then you do what she says. That's the kicker. If she says, regulate some more, you honor that. If she says, pick up the phone and make the phone call, you honor that. If she says, go hug her right now, you honor that. If she says, let the team member go, you honor that. This is what it means to pull from the quantum into your third dimensional reality. And the thing that will tend to mess us up the most is we then immediately go, well, did it appear? Is it in my reality? I let her lead. Do I have the result? So the trust that we get to embrace is also critical.
That was such a brilliant map, like a code of what we need to remember. And as you said very early in this conversation, it's actually not hard. It just requires courage. Like, observing something doesn't mean you have to run a marathon. Like, when you say stop and make it safe and jump up and down, like, these are things we could do right now. We could teach our four-year-old to do them. We just have to have the courage to love ourselves enough to do it. So when you're on your way and you're choosing, what gives you the clarity of alignment to know this is not coming from ego? This is not coming from, oh, I want this because I want to be validated, but I want this because this is already mine. That's a difference, right? What can you tell us about really being master manifestors, really understanding the mind magic that allows us to have the real thing we came to this world for, which isn't a pile of things, yeah, but it's like deep, as Whitney said, higher love.
Mm. Mm. Such a rich question. The feeling comes first and it comes from you. This is where all of this lives. The feeling comes first and it comes from you. You are responsible to recognizing that this is about an inner environment prioritization. Everything else becomes a chase. Even when we want something, we're chasing it. Even if you look at desire on the emotional vibrational scale, it's actually quite low on the scale, because desire implies the absence of receiving of said thing, right? So it pushes you into want and chase and need. As long as, I want to just say this so it doesn't confuse, when you have a heart's desire and you're not trying to fix something or solve a problem, like I need to make more money because I don't see enough in my bank account, but you have a heart's desire, like it's not a fix it, it's a creation, that's a different level of desire.
Totally.
So it's a decision and a commitment to be a woman who prioritizes her inner environment, because she has the capacity, because of the magic that is these inner workings of being a spiritual energetic being, having a human experience, and no longer being susceptible or subscribed to how we were all raised, which is the outside creates the inside. That's the big paradigm shift that lives underneath all the paradigm shifts. So the outside doesn't create the inside, therefore I'm not looking for anything I want to make an impact on or play with or arrive at or any manifestations. It doesn't change the way I feel internally. I'm chilling. I'm whole. I'm loving. I have it all. We all have it all. It's all gravy, right? So when you realize that, and what is all? You're alive. Hello. How about appreciation? We are here. We are sitting on a piece of technology that's bringing us together from all of these different spaces and places, and we're hanging out together. Like, can we have some awe in our lives? Every day a plane flies overhead. I'm like, oh my God, how does that even happen? I can't get over it. I won't get over it. And it's living in the presence of going, my prioritization of everything in my life, including my three beautiful kids and this company and my husband and all this deliciousness, is how many hours of the day I spend feeling the way I feel. And none of it has anything to do with what happened or didn't happen outside of me. So feeling comes first and it comes from you. And then when that happens and you decide how you want to feel, like we do in Mind Magic, you're guiding life feelings and you're like, oh, okay, I'm a woman who spends her hours ease, radiant, loving. And you cultivate that within yourself with no external variable. Not only does your frequency shoot straight up, but now you care less about what manifests into your reality. And then that's the whole like, oh, irony kicker. Then it arrives because you finally don't care.
When Tracy and I were in Vail, Dr. Joe, one of the things that he shared with us is that when a person is taking psilocybin, psilocybin increases their serotonin level. The serotonin level increases your awareness, right? It opens up that third eye, so to speak. It allows you to perceive so much more, okay? The amygdala gets small, third eye opens up. And he shared with us that they took blood from some of the meditators there in his world. The serotonin just from meditation had increased by 200%. So when Tracy and I were taking these walks in the mountains, I told her, I was like, I just saw an escrow account filled with prayers and music notes. Like I like was literally tripping, like from just my own vibration, like just from being in meditation 8 hours a day. If you do it with that intention and you do it that way, it's unbelievable. And why I say that is because when you're having an experience, especially like that, when you didn't need anything, when you have an experience that from within your own pharmaceutical dread, you just could perceive the world and the way you experience the world was completely and totally as if you were floating in love. There is nothing that you would like to manifest more than that. There is nothing more that should be on anyone's list than having these transcendental, mystical feelings in our hearts and our souls and our minds, period. What is more amazing than that? Nothing. And that's the interesting part, because that's what you're working so hard for. Every single thing that you're currently in a strive, hustle, want, chase is because you want the feeling or the meaning that's going to come when you score that thing. So when you learn to live the way that we teach, which is it's the flip, let's feel that way now. And what is, even as you were describing that, it's like, let's all take them up. When you feel so good, what happens? You be good. You do good. You show up so beautiful. You smile more at people. You're exchanging beautiful energies around the world. And how does that help you show up? And you like, practical application matters to me. So be there. Go, hey, so when I allow myself to feel good, what is when I feel good? Oh my God, it feels so good to feel good. Is there anything else I just, no, it doesn't matter. I just feel so good. This is what happens when I focus on the feeling. Okay, great. So rather than like burning myself out, what if I just hung out here and focused on the feeling and let myself feel good and feel safe feeling good? Because at some point, your emotional addictions are going to flare up and they're going to be like, you've been in ease for a couple of weeks and that was cute, but where is my stress and where is my anxiety and where is my pressure, and feed me. Because that's what it means to understand the way this whole thing works. 100%. Which is why you have continued to be so turned on by this work, which is why you've continued to speak and teach. I want to understand a little bit more about what is the journey of becoming a mind magician. So it starts with what we were just talking about, the non-judgmental witness. And then you're moving into being able to, like you said, make the mind work for you. Tell us about what some of that looks like so that you can actually start changing your 3D experience.
Yes, thank you. It's a complete identity evolution process. That's what it means to become a mind magician, because you actually need to become a different version of yourself. Nothing changes if nothing changes. And your identity is what's driving everything you're experiencing. So we start the journey with the non-judgmental observation and what it means to understand your nervous system and the essentialism of giving your nervous system love, because each one of us have an imprint of our nervous system. Biologically, our wiring has exact similarities because of our first brain and our amygdala and things of that nature. But then based on who raised you, the environment, big trauma, little trauma, you actually have an imprint of your nervous system. And it's really important that we help you expand that imprint and create safety at the pace and speed that you uniquely can feel safe. Because for one of you, like I could take you through a visualization, which happens in the beginning, and you see and feel that future self of yours so clearly, like you could smell her. And then for another one of you, you might come out of it and go, I couldn't see anything. There's nothing wrong with that. It just means your imprint is a little bit tighter and we need more grace and safety and space to expand it.
I was just going to say, I love this and I want to unpack it because you were the person, I repeat this all the time, you said to me, manifestation happens at the speed of safety. That's such a perfect way to say it. And you said earlier that you have now, I mean, you're making up a number, but it makes the point that you've now gone through at least 16 versions of your evolvement, right? Like you just continue. It's like a plant that's in a little pot and then it outgrows it and moves into a bigger one and so on and so forth until this plant has been there for 400 years and it's taken up the whole beautiful space. Let's talk about that process and how we can move from one little pot into the next one and get excited about it. And still that's hard and scary, as you talked about before, on our way to what is, God willing, full ease and full availability to receivership.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that path and what it means and how we can keep stretching that to be true to ourselves, because the real self is fully available to receive.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. This is amazing. So if at any point you perceived that manifestation was a mental game, let's leave that behind. The mind is part of it. But the mind is definitely not all of it. And we want a complete process. Okay. So change happens at the speed of safety. Expansion happens at the speed of safety. Manifestation happens at the speed of safety. If your nervous system does not feel safe receiving it, you can want it till the cows come home blue in the face, write the affirmation 152 times a day, do all the things, tarot cards, love it. It's not going to happen. And then your shitty committee is going to make you feel bad that it didn't happen because you keep letting your mind lead. Okay. So I'm going to start like saying things and looping some things together. Your mind is not to be believed. Your mind is completely untrustworthy. You don't believe a thought that it thinks. Okay. Great. The mind is also informed by the body. So getting into the body, which means your soma, that safety happens in your body. It means recognizing and understanding your nervous system, knowing, okay, it's really the command center. What does it mean to love it? What does it mean to love your nervous system? It means slowing down. It means spaciousness. And it means doing things at the level of your body, which is where your emotions, your subconscious, and the majority of your nervous system exists. Like what? Grounding, shaking, calming. Humming, breath of fire. Let's do this for just 1 second. Put your left hand in your heart and let's just close our eyes for a moment and take a deep breath in through your nose and hold and slowly exhale and silently or out loud repeat after me. Hi, body. I love you, but thank you, body. It's safe for us to hold more. Now notice how your body responds. Notice if it feels more relaxed or it feels tighter. And take a deep breath in and breathe into the space that feels tight. Give a little audible sigh on the exhale. Go back to those places that felt a little tight. I'm going to pause. You can come back and open my eyes and be back together consciously. But even that, did you notice that? We all just went inside for just 10 seconds. Talk to your body. Let it work with you. That's a massive, massive component of safety. So there's different practices that we give you that you can do that I just rattled off. And it's recognizing that it's safety to open, to receive. And then the kicker is it's holding that new expansion of safety so that you don't self-sabotage unconsciously what you generated away from you. So that's why the stats on people that win the lottery are what they are, right? That they get the money and then they lose their money typically within a year. Is because their nervous system was not calibrated to millions of dollars. So it felt complete, even though consciously they're like, we just won the lottery. This is amazing. Their body was like, absolutely not. I do not know how to hold more than $60,000 a year. Get this away from me. And before you know it, you feel like there's a hole in the bottom of the bucket and it's just gone, or all these bills appeared that you manifested. So it's important for the safety in the beginning, and it's a consistent process. I'm never going to be anything but upfront with you. This is not fast and loose. This is not three-step formula to XYZ in 30 days. This is your commitment to realize that your divine responsibility is to heal. And healing means at the level of your body and your nervous system. And then you kind of expand to something, right? Like I remember when my TED Talk came out and the book came out and my body was losing it. Like, what even, who are you? I thought I wasn't smart enough my whole life, you guys, my whole life. I didn't go to college because I didn't think I'm smart enough. And now here I am, I'm going to write a book. And I remember having to sit in that, getting to sit in that and working with my body for a while until all of a sudden my body was like, oh, yes, you are a woman who has a best-selling book. Oh, that does feel right. Does that feel good to you? Oh, it sure does. Okay, where are we going next? Right? So you do the safety, you receive, then you make it safe more so that you can hold. And that's what it means to expand your capacity.
Tracy, everybody is so in love with you. You have a program, the Mind Magic program. And when is it?
So Mind Magic spring semester starts April 29th. And we're doing a 3-day live. I'm going to teach you every day for 3 days. It's called Conduit. So we can hang more then. It's not a requirement for Mind Magic, but come and hang out in it because we're going to have a great time. And then enrollment for Mind Magic will open on the 11th, which is the day Conduit ends. So Conduit is April 9, 10, and 11. Enrollment for Mind Magic starts on the 11th, and then it closes on the 16th, and then we start on April 29th. So Conduit is a free 3-day event, and then we have an upgrade called Conduit Catalyst that gives you extra coaching and an extra bonus session with me and our Becoming Her Walking Meditation and the replays. It's $97, but all of you get it for free. So when you first enroll and then it goes to the next page where it says, hey, do you want to upgrade? And you just put in gratitude and it'll zero it out and it's all free. For
your okay. And then put my name where you heard about it. Tell everybody where you would like them to, I don't know, follow along on your journey.
First, thank you. I love you. Thank you for being who you are in the world. You are such pure light and such pure love and such goodness. Like a lighthouse that beams all the time, available and ready for anyone who's coming by. So gratitude does begin to come.
I'll receive you. I love you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So the best place to hang out is at the Lit Factor, and that's on Instagram. So it's the LITT Factor on Instagram. And you can also go right to theschoolofbecoming.com if you want to check out Mind Magic. All the information is in the core curriculum, so you can play on the school site. There's a massive library of free resources. You could be in there for days.
Thank you for being you. Thank you guys for trusting me and letting me bring you things that I feel like are going to inspire you and meet you where you are. So thank you, thank you, thank you. What a gift. What a gift. Thank you.
Wow, Tracy is phenomenal. Remember, if you want to join her free 3-day live virtual event, then register at becomingtheconduit.com and type in Kathy or Kathy Heller, where it says, how did you hear about Conduit? That's it if you want to get all the goodies. And if you want to upgrade to the Conduit Catalyst version for free, use the code gratitude at checkout and still let her know that you heard about it from me. We'll include all that information in the show notes so you can check it out there. All right, well, here are the takeaways. Number one, there is absolutely nothing wrong with you. You are not broken. There's nothing that needs to be fixed. You are whole and you are worthy because that's your birthright. Number two, you're being called to a journey of healing. Your purpose is healing, growing, and expanding. Number three, feeling your feelings is one of the biggest gifts. Emotion is just energy in motion. Your emotions are safe to be expressed and you are safe to be the fullest expression of yourself. Number four, don't wait for your mind to miraculously become your biggest cheerleader and feed you the thoughts you need. It's your responsibility as the being that runs the show to direct it instead of expect it. Number five, notice non-judgmental self-observation. Make it safe. Then ask yourself, the woman who I'm becoming, what would she do? You trust, you do what she says, and you let her lead. Number six, the feeling comes first, and it comes from you. Number seven, nothing changes if nothing changes. And number eight, healing at the level of your body and your nervous system is your divine responsibility. Okay, now I want to shout out and celebrate some of the alumni for my podcast program. Suzanne Andora Barron and her show, Finding Joy in the Hard. Maria Gibson and her podcast, Coffee, Grief, and Gratitude. Laura McLeod and her podcast, Returning to Me. And Nicole Garapi and her podcast, Creative Minds, Brilliant Life. Way to go. I love that you women are putting your voice in the world and showing up for the people who need to hear your message. We're going to include the links to those shows in the show notes so that you can go give it a listen. Thank you so much for being here. I know that you have so many things to do, and I really appreciate that you take time out of your busy life to be here. There's amazing episodes on the way, returning guests like James Doty and Anne Lamott. So please make sure that you follow along on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or wherever you're listening. And if these episodes resonate with you, then share them with somebody. Take a second and email the link to this episode to someone who you think could really use this conversation, or leave us a review because that helps other people find our podcast. And finally, I'm doing a live summit in May. It's called Her Turn to Podcast, May 20th and 21st. Ticket prices go up April 20th. So go grab your spot. Go to kathyheller.com/live to grab your ticket to our 2-day Her Turn to Podcast Live. It's going to be so much fun. There's going to be incredible speakers. I'm going to be on stage the entire time doing these fireside chats with amazing women like Amber Lillystrom, Jessica Zwei, Julie Solomon, Jenny Garth is going to be there. It's going to be so many incredible conversation, sound bath, meditations, and we're going to be talking about not only how can you start or grow or scale or monetize a podcast, but how do you tap into the divine feminine within you to build a business that feels aligned? There is so much power in what you already have at your fingertips, the tools that are inherently inside of who you are and who you were put here to be. We're going to talk about all of that. And I think it's really, really high time that there was a podcast conference for women podcasters doing it in a way that really feels like the way you want to do business. So come and join us. You can get your ticket at kathyheller.com/live. I'll leave you with a song of mine, and I hope you have a beautiful, blessed week.
Da 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 da.